English Musterprüfung 3.
2.
Q&A with a climate change expert. Welcome to Science Talks, and I am your host, Professor Kessler. Today's topic, climate change, motivates students and pupils from around the world to take part in the school strike every Friday. Today, I am going to answer the most urgent questions about climate change. Let's start with your question, Rahim.
How long is our planet going to last? Some experts believe that it will last for more than 12 years. Is that true?
The 12 years claim comes from a special report by the United Nations. This report looks at the effects of global warming of 1.5 degrees Celsius. At the moment, we measure a 1 degree Celsius warmer level. To avoid that level of warming, humanity has to cut its carbon dioxide emissions to about half of today's levels by 2030 and to zero by 2050. The 12 years claim got a lot of media attention because missing that deadline would make it very difficult to deal with the damage caused by climate change. We don't expect that the planet will be destroyed or that humanity will become extinct, but we would have to learn to cope with a warmer world and all its challenging consequences. Next question, please, Sheila.
What would be the most effective strategy to end climate change?
The best strategy would be to put an end to fossil fuels such as coal and oil, for example. We have to focus on different ways to create electricity and fuel. Also, there has to be a change in public transportation. For example, governments need to invest in safe, reliable, and affordable trains and buses so that people can travel without using cars. Towns and cities should be designed differently with a focus on walking, cycling, and public transport. Cars should be banned from larger cities. Homes should be built to be more energy efficient so that they are easier to keep warm in the winter and cool in the summer. Farming and agriculture must take more sustainable approaches. And forests must be protected. Trees must be planted. These measures would be a huge step forward. And the next question comes from Sonia.
What can I do in my life to help the climate?
First, check your carbon footprint. There is a questionnaire from the Worldwide Fund for Nature, WWF. The survey informed you about how to reduce your impact. In general, what everybody can do is to fly less, to live without a car, and to switch to a vegetarian or vegan diet. I am sorry, but our time is up. Thank you for all your questions.